Good to go. Good evening, Rabbosai. Before we begin, I would like to thank Beth Frankel particularly for spending an enormous amount of time in the last 24 hours, besides what he does for the Shiurim constantly, but to help us get the Minyanim of the Beis HaKnesses rolling again, by Azaz Hashem, indoor Minyanim, outdoor Minyanim. It's a logistical nightmare, but somehow he made Seder out of it. So all of us owe him a tremendous vote of thanks for all the effort and time that he spent, and with great talent, to put this into some organized fashion. It could have been a very disorganized morass, but Baruch Hashem is extremely organized. And as Hashem, all of us owe him a tremendous vote of thanks. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you. Ali doesn't hear me.
The Shabbos before Shavuos, which is this Shabbos, we begin reading Chumash Bamidbar. And Chumash Bamidbar begins with the census of Klal Yisrael. It goes step by step. It's a rather long parsha, but it goes through all the whole counting of Klal Yisrael. And it has a very curious phrase in the beginning portion of the parsha. And that phrase is "Mispar Shemos Kol Zochor." The Mispar Shemos, one is the number of the names. It's a very strange phrase, the number of the names, the number of the people, total number, but the number of the names, Mispar Shemos, it's a very strange phrase. The Ramban, the opening portions, I believe it's Pasuk Mem Dalet, but in the opening portions of Chumash Bamidbar, cites a medrash that explains the phrase "Mispar Shemos." You know, now all of us have recently had a form from the Census Bureau, and it's a constant in the Constitution. Every 10 years, they have to do a count, and they send you letters. If you don't answer, they send you more letters. And basically, they ask you certain basic questions, how many people live in this household and other things. And Moshe Rabbeinu also was charged with the responsibility of conducting a census. And yet, how was the census conducted? He did not go to the head of each household, as the census taker normally goes, and say to him, how many people reside in this household? But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu came to each household, and the father, the Balabayas, introduced him, counting all the males above 20, of his Yaakov and Shmerel and Beryl and Shem and Zul and Anochem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was introduced to all of them, and he realized that the father of his six sons, that there were seven people in his house, and on his log he entered seven. But each person was introduced on an individual basis. And it's interesting, the Ramban writes, what was the purpose of this census in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar? The Ramban tells us it was for the purpose of preparing for the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. You're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you have to raise an army. Well, the first thing you do before you raise an army, before you make a draft, is you have to have people registered. You have to know how many people there are that are available to serve in the army. So here we needed a census to establish the number of people that were fit and able to be in the army. Now, the army is a very interesting place. In the army, what's important is mass force. It's not a question of individuals, it's a mass force. And the unit is what's most significant in the army, the 1st Armored Battalion, the 3rd Armored Battalion, the 5th Armored Battalion, etc. Who the individual soldiers that comprise that battalion are is not at all that significant. they go to battle, but they have casualties, so they bring in replacements. They replace the ones who have unfortunately fallen in combat, and the army keeps moving. But the integrity of the army is the unit. The individual is a cog and a mighty wheel, but he's a cog. And if there's any place where the individual is de-emphasized, it's certainly in the military setting. It's not the heroics of one individual, but it's the ability of the group as a whole to project force. That's the strength of the army. So in actuality, in the army, in the military sphere, the individual is much less important than the group. And yet, even in this sphere, the Torah tells us, we don't want to reduce a human being to a cipher. There are six eligible men in this household to serve in the army. There's Shmerel, there's Beryl, there's Aron, there's Yitzhak, there's Yaakov, etc. Even in this context, in the context where we most de-emphasize the individual, but even here, we have to emphasize the individual. A human being is never a cipher, he's not a number, he's a person. He's an individual, he's a telemolecule. And that we always have to remember. Perhaps especially if we're bringing him into a setting like the army, which will de-emphasize his individuality. The whole idea of what's a uniform? A uniform is that everyone is the same. The individual loses his individual identity. He blends into the whole. And in that context especially, you know, bringing a person into that context, we have to emphasize the dignity of the individual, the significance of the individual. This is what the Torah teaches us. And this is a most important teaching for the time of Shavuos. This time of the year, of course, we have marked the demise of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And why did all of them pass away in this time? So the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, they did not have the proper respect and dignity for each other. And it's interesting, what was the great teaching of Rabbi Akiva? As we know, the Medrash teaches us, that we should love another as we love ourselves. To emphasize the concern we have for another human being, I think that Rabbi Akiva stressed, after the demise of his first 24,000 Talmidim. He sat with his five new Talmidim there, Rabbi Sena Shabadorah, and he told them, Rabbi Sai, let's remember the fact. I was once sitting with this huge yeshiva, which occupied many towns and villages. And now we're reduced. We don't even fill up one room. We don't even fill up one table. And what's the reason for this? We should be careful and be concerned about another's dignity just as we're concerned for our own dignity. And it's interesting, in that Teres Koyanim, where Rabbi Akiva articulates this principle, it was that Klal Gadol b'Torah. Herein we find that Ben Azai said is a principle which can carry us even further than V'Ahavta Re'acha Kamocha. And that is B'Tzelem Elokim Bara Oisim, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being as a Tzelem Elokim. Well, after the Re'acha Kamocha takes us as far as I personally have concerns. If I'm not concerned about something, then there's no mandate or obligation from after the Re'acha Kamocha to be concerned about that for someone else. If I'm not concerned about eating, well, some people are not concerned about eating. Their eating is haphazard. They don't eat fancy things to eat. Whatever it is that is. If that's the way I live, so the Torah does not obligate me, but I'll be concerned for how someone else is going to eat. But after the Re'acha Kamocha, the way I treat myself, I can treat them. But when we introduce the principle of Tzelem Elokim, man has divinity to him, man's soul is eternal, created as a representation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in some measure, of what's divine, then it really makes no difference what my concerns. Even if I'm not concerned for something, but he's a Tzelem Elokim, every honor and every aspect of dignity that I can bestow upon him is important. And therefore, Ben Azai said, as great as Wahafta Rayacha Kamoch is, and it's certainly one of the Torah's overarching principles, as Hillel explained, but there's even a deeper and more significant principle, as Esaiko told us, Adam B'Tzelem Elokim Bora Oisai. To appreciate man, the human, as being Tzelem Elokim, as having divinity to him. So this is a part, something that we have to learn from this week's parsha. The Mispar Shemos is always to give dignity to the human being, realizing it's created in the image of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And you can never give too much cover to the human being. You can never be too concerned for him. You can never be too protective of his dignity. And that's what Rabbi Akiva taught, Rahaf L'Riacha Kamocha, and Ben Azai went even beyond that. It's element of King Borah Isa. We're going to go over to the Silas Yisharim.